A few days ago, a couple of the regulars who read and comment on the articles at DakotaVoice.com got into a discussion on one of the column's comment sections. They were discussing whether or not America has been taken over by a dictatorship. One of our resident liberals was quick to point out that Barack Obama was elected and therefore could not be considered a dictator. One of our conservatives coolly countered that Hitler was also elected. Yes, Obama was elected, and he had a whole lot of votes from dead people, illegal aliens, space aliens, and Disney characters. Voter fraud is a cancer that has truly poisoned our elections, and I don't know that we will be able to root it out, but voter identification laws are a good start to taking back our vote, and we should demand them in every state. I certainly do consider this Obama administration to be dictatorial. How many more times do we need to see Obama thumb his nose at the Constitution and the rule of law in America for us to understand that he is a man of lawlessness? There is no need for me to do the laundry list rundown of the outrages wrought by this administration and former Democrat Congress, because you have watched them happen one by one since Obama took office. However, we know that U.S. administrations and Congresses have been steadily walking away from the Constitution for at least a century. From that terrible year of 1913 that saw the creation of the monster called the Federal Reserve System, to Roosevelt's New Deal programs of the 1930s, to the massive welfare state explosion of the 1960s, not to mention the countless freedom-robbing regulations enacted over the years, we have watched our federal government grow into the ravenous beast it is today. It really is no surprise that all the overreaches of the federal government have combined to bring us to the point that we could now have such a contemptibly lawless man in the White House. Obama is a logical result of the citizens of America sleeping for 100 years, while those in power were wide awake, stealing our freedoms and our money at every turn, all for our own good, of course. Of all the despicable actions of this current administration, perhaps one of the most atrocious is the dictatorial legislation of socialized medicine, Obamacare. The communists who crafted it even gave it a deceptive name, as they do for all their wicked legislation, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. What a load of bunk. This will be a disaster for our country if we do not stop it. How long will people continue trying to implement communistic policies thinking they will somehow work this time? They don't work, will never work, and we cannot afford them. Two of the current attempts by We the People to put a stop to this diabolical legislation have landed at the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia. This is going to be a travesty of constitutional examination. We already know the 3-judge panel is in the bag for Obamacare. The panel was supposedly selected at random, yet we see that one of the judges is a Clinton appointee and two of the judges are Obama appointees. What are the odds of that, since this guy has only been in office a little over 2 years? CNN reports that the judges have indicated their approval of the socialized medicine legislation, so we already know how this sham of a court hearing turns out. As CNN's Bill Mears reported Tuesday on their website, quote, "A federal appeals court panel expressed strong support Tuesday for the sweeping health care reform bill championed by President Barack Obama. It was the first appellate hearing on the law's constitutionality. The cases are a certain prelude to the eventual Supreme Court review." Federal district judges in Virginia had earlier issued conflicting rulings on whether key provisions of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act violate the Constitution, prompting the Richmond-based 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to now weigh in. One controversial section known as the individual mandate would require most Americans to buy health insurance by 2014 or face financial penalties. All three judges hearing the case, named to the bench by Democratic presidents, suggested the law is valid despite objections from the state as well as private groups and individuals. End quote. CNN calls the individual mandate controversial. Well, I guess you could say unconstitutional legislation by the federal government is a tad controversial. Of course, the Obama administration insists there is absolutely nothing wrong with this excessive dictate. As WorldNet Daily's Bob Unruh reported on Tuesday, quote, "The acting Solicitor General for the United States today claimed in a federal appeals court hearing that Congress has the absolute power to order citizens to purchase consumer goods if lawmakers believe there is a national problem the purchases would address," end quote. So the federal government believes it has an absolute power to compel us to buy a product. Isn't that just swell? This is nothing short of dictatorial behavior from this communist administration. I understand that the ultimate hearing on the constitutionality of Obamacare will be decided by the Supreme Court, but I'm not all that hopeful about the Supremes making the right call here. In Anthony Kennedy, the court is one swing vote away from destruction for America's healthcare system. And when they do finally hear the case, will Obama appointees Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor recuse themselves? Yeah, right. The Supreme Court refused a request to fast-track this case. It is granted that the court rarely fast-tracks cases, but this is a crucial situation in our nation. Although this law is clearly unconstitutional, the court should quickly take up the case and hopefully give an honest ruling, because this legislation is already costing businesses and other entities large sums of money to implement. The law is currently doing some of the damage it was designed by the communists who wrote it to do. The Obama administration has every intention of moving forward to impose this noxious legislation on the American people. The lawless Obama administration does not give a rip about the rule of law or the will of the American people, the majority of whom want nothing to do with the dictatorial Obamacare. If the Supreme Court were to declare Obamacare unconstitutional, I wonder if this administration would cease and desist its implementation. Good question. Yes, Obama is indeed governing like a budding dictator. We have seen efforts at the state level to put a stop to his lawless administration and the outrageous legislation that came out of the Democrat Congress, but at almost every turn we are stopped in the courts, or Obama simply ignores the rule of law, as he did when Congress voted in mid-April's budget compromise to oust some of Obama's czars, and Obama, after signing the budget deal, told Congress to take a hike because he's keeping his czars. We have seen the Obama administration's dictatorial behavior clearly in the wake of state attempts to get control of the illegal alien invasion of the United States. Arizona and Utah bravely passed state immigration laws, only to see them blocked by federal judges. The Obama administration then sued Arizona to stop the state from doing what the Obama administration won't do: protect America's borders. Now Obama is running around pandering to illegal aliens on his campaign trail. This guy is absolutely devilish. His mouth is full of lies. His purpose is to continue flooding our nation with uneducated third world illegal aliens who he wants to make legal so they can be a permanent underclass Democrat voting bloc. That's why his administration is viciously fighting state attempts to put a stop to the illegal alien invasion. Yes, we are being invaded as we speak. It's been going on for years. In order to stop the voice of conservatives, who are now wide awake and quite alarmed, the communist left must dilute our vote with these illegal aliens and all the voter fraud they can muster. The Obama Justice Department is a peach of an example of lawlessness, which makes a complete mockery of the word justice. They not only refuse to enforce federal immigration laws to protect our borders, they also refuse to defend federal law that rightly defines marriage as between one man and one woman. They refuse to prosecute black criminals guilty of federal offenses. New Black Panthers, anyone? Basically, the Justice Department under Eric Holder acts as the administration's personal goon squad to sue or otherwise bully anyone who opposes the Obama administration's policies. I could go on, but I don't want to retch all over the keyboard. The case can clearly be made that America is currently languishing under a growing dictatorship of Barack Obama and his buddies. As bad as things are right now, there is no way Obama should be able to win re-election without massive, I mean massive, voter fraud. And if we have a 2012 election and he does not win, do you think he will step down from power? Don't laugh. I'm serious. I'm Gina Miller.